Winston City Council, July 11th, 7 o'clock PM.
She's probably frantic by now.
Yeah, she probably couldn't go away. I know, I did too.
If we all stand and say the pledge allegiance to the flag, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
To the flag of the United States of America.
And to the Republic.
Which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Dory, are you there?
Yep.
Dory's here.
Good. Roll call. Ms. Sullivan?
Here.
I'm here. The mayor is here on the spider, and so is Councilor White. Comments from the audience. Anyone wishing to discuss items not covered on this agenda are welcome to address the city council as a whole. Please state your name and address for the record. Each speaker will be given a maximum of 3 minutes. Speakers may not defame, intimidate, or use profanity or personal affronts. The council reserves the right to delay action until they have full information on these issues. Anybody wishing to speak? Okay, department reports. Mr. Zuber, your agent of record, I believe.
Yes. July was renewal for the city's insurance. Since CIS is the only market, we went ahead and processed it, but we did want to bring in front of the council some issues. I mean, the premium was up quite a bit this year. It was within the realm of what was budgeted, but there were some items that we worked with Mark and Ann. We did discuss it, and we trimmed a little bit off the insurance on the property. You were only carrying a $1,000 deductible. It's been 10 years since you've had any kind of property loss, and it was small at that time. It, for the difference, it was would have been with the deductible saved about $2,300 to increase to a $5,000 deductible. You had a $1,000 deductible, so you're really only gambling $4,000 total, and you get two of it back the first year. So you're really only gambling $2,000 for the savings. So we increased it to the $5,000. So if you go 1 year without a claim, you're broke even, and a year after that, it's money in your pocket. Just trim down. The other thing was the cyber coverage. The mayor and I talked about that, and they decided they did not want to cover it. It was an optional, another $2,300. So with the waiver of that, the original quote from CIS was $132,405. It dropped the premium down to $127,973.35. So that was a pretty good drop by just making that change. Part of the issue with, you know, a little bit on the property, but basically it's, if you looked at what in the last year, cost of a 2x4 or 2x6 has gone up, you know, they've gone up 4 or 5 times. So that's the biggest part on the property. And also the addition, we added almost a $250,000 sweeper on the mobile equipment. So there was a big chunk of your premium increase on the property section. Liability has gone up. Wasn't all increased. Part of it was payroll. Your payroll was up for this year, and that affects your general liability rate. Coverage has been renewed. Certificates have been issued. The only thing I want to add is cyber coverage back. If you decide that you really would rather have it, let me know. We can add it by endorsement. If you want to drop your deductibles back down, we can. It's just not a real good choice because you're saving it in the long run, or actually in the short run. I also asked for what would be with the $10,000 deductible, but then that only saved another two. So there really wasn't the percentage savings by going doubling another $5,000. So Mark and I, we did not go with the increase in the $10,000 deductible because that's a pretty good chunk if something happened. As far as losses go in the last year, we actually had a better loss. If we can go another year like this, it'll help our 3-year loss run.
Right.
Figures here. In 2019-2020, the company paid out $16,481 in claims. In 2021, they paid out $25,910. Last year, they only paid out $6,070. So if we can have another year like that, that will also help your renewal for the next year by the law sustaining debt. If you have any other questions, I'd be glad to, you know, anybody can feel free to come by my office if they want a specific breakdown on anything. But basically everything was renewed as is with the additions and the inflationary on the replacement too. You know, that was the other part on the property. The values, of course, 2x4s go up, replacement costs on the buildings go up on the total end. So that's all I have to report.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is not an action item, as I recall.
What was that?
What?
This is not an action item, as I recall.
That's correct. Yeah,
that's correct.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Robert.
You're welcome.
Under new business, we have Resolution 22-1052, certification of delinquent sewer user charges. Read by title only, and Mrs. Sardi.
Thank you, Councilor. Resolution number 22-1052, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council to certify delinquent sewer user charges to the Douglas County Assessor.
Staff report, Ms. Munson.
Thank you, Council. This is the annual resolution to certify delinquent sewer user charges to the Douglas County Assessor. It's an annual resolution to turn over those delinquent accounts and place a lien on the property. This is a remedy that is provided to the city to collect the delinquent accounts per ORS 454.225. I recommend that the council approve Resolution 22-1052. This will transfer approximately $45,964.17 of fees from the sewer utility billing, add $19,850 worth of penalties, and assess a total of about $65,814.17 to the assessor's office. It is an increase, surprisingly, a 42.58% increase from last year's $46,159.26. Seems like COVID didn't take a hit on the people last year like we thought. It looks like people got a little sloppy this year. Last year we assessed 45 accounts that we turned over for delinquency. This year it's up to 65. And one of those was a fairly large account. So.
Hi, thank you very much. Any comments from the audience? No comments. Council action. I call for a motion to accept resolution 22-1052. Do I have a...
So made.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor,
thank
say
you.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
It's passed. Is there any other council business? If not, we stand adjourned.
Thanks, guys. It was fun. Talk to you later. Bye.
I beat your record.
Wow. That was pretty good.
Huh?
So, Ann, just so I know, how do you guys work with the customers? I mean, you said try to send
meeting adjourned at 7:08 p.m.
As much as I hate